Imagine if you could explore different realms without leaving your room, transcending the physical boundaries of your body. Welcome to Astral Projection. In today's episode, we'll unravel the mysteries of these out-of-body experiences, teach you some practical tips to help you in your astral projection journey, and explore the vast astral plane. Whether you're a seasoned traveler of the astral realm or just curious about this fascinating phenomenon, this episode is your gateway to understanding the magic of astral travel. Tune in as we explore the benefits, techniques, and transformative power of astral projection. Your consciousness is about to embark on an extraordinary journey. Happiest day, beautiful soul. Welcome back to The Medium Matters, the podcast where we're all mini mystics learning about the paranormal, the supernatural, and all the things together. And everyone is traveling to and fro on magic rainbows. I'm your host, Chantel, and today we're diving into astral projection to uncover its secrets and unlock the incredible potential of your consciousness. Whether you're a seasoned astral traveler or just dipping your little toes into the ethereal waters, this episode is for you. We'll explore the ancient history of astral projection, dive into some scientific research, and share practical techniques to help you start your very own astral adventures. Ever wondered what it feels like to float above your body? Curious about the benefits of astral travel? Want to know how to protect yourself in the astral realm? Listen, I've got you covered. So grab your cozies, sip your tea, and let's travel the realms, shall we? Let's start with the basics. Astral projection is the phenomenon where a person's consciousness separates from their physical body. It's like your mind taking a field trip while your body stays put. It's not just a vivid dream or a hallucination, if you will. Many who've experienced it describe it as more real than our everyday waking reality. How about that? During an astral projection, people report being able to travel to different realms or dimensions. Some even claim to have encountered other beings or accessed hidden knowledge. Now, you might be thinking, this sounds like something straight out of a sci-fi movie. Look, I kind of feel you, but here's the kicker. Astral projection has been reported by people from all walks of life, across different cultures, and throughout history. It's not just the domain of mystics and New Age enthusiasts. Some scientific studies have begun to explore this phenomenon, trying to understand what's really happening in the brain during these experiences. Now, I've heard astral projection, remote viewing, and out-of-body experiences being used interchangeably, and I think it's time to set the record straight. So with astral projection, this really involves projecting consciousness into other dimensions or realms that lie beyond the physical universe. With astral projection, these are interdimensional experiences, not experiences that happen within our physical reality. With astral projection, this can involve encounters with different entities and spirits, and it's often achieved through deep meditation or altered states of consciousness. With remote viewing, this is the ability to gather information about distant or unseen targets within our physical reality. With remote viewing, it typically involves perceiving and describing details about a specific location, object, or event. With remote viewing, this can be done intentionally, while sometimes it can occur just spontaneously. Also, it's considered part of the physical universe and not interdimensional, as in astral projection. With out-of-body experiences, this is the sensation of consciousness separating from the physical body. It can involve perceiving one's surroundings from outside the body. It may allow movement around the physical world and can sometimes be triggered by lucid dreams or sleep paralysis. Out-of-body experiences also occur within our physical reality, unlike astral projection. So some of the key distinctions are that astral projection involves other dimensions and realms, while remote viewing and out-of-body experiences really occur in our physical reality. Remote viewing focuses on gathering specific information, while out-of-body experiences and astral projection involve a fuller sensory experience, if you will. Out-of-body experiences are specifically about the sensation of leaving one's body, while remote viewing doesn't necessarily involve this feeling. Again, it's just about gathering that information. So, like a lot of things in the metaphysical world, there can be some overlap, but there are some distinctions. So, just so we are clear on all of that. With that out of the way, let's hop into our little time machine and explore the fascinating history of astral projection. So, again, like a lot of things in the metaphysical world, This isn't new. It's not a new age fad. This concept has been around forever. So ancient Egyptians believed in the ka, a spiritual double that could leave the body. They even had a term for astral projection, kaba, which meant the union of the body and soul. Talk about being ahead of their time, right? Moving on to ancient India, they had the practice of yoga nidra or yoga sleep, which was said to allow practitioners to separate their consciousness from their physical body. This tradition continues in various forms of meditation and spiritual practices today. Moving right along, we're going to fast forward to the 19th century, and we see the rise of theosophy, a spiritual movement that popularized the concept of the astral body in the West. Theosophists like Madame Blavatsky wrote extensively about astral projection, bringing these ancient ideas into the modern era. In the 20th century, astral projection caught the attention of parapsychologists and researchers. The famous psychic Ingo Swann claimed to have used astral projection to explore other planets, and his work with the Stanford Research Institute in the 1970s brought astral projection into the realm of scientific inquiry. Today, astral projection continues to fascinate people around the world, including this girl. From online communities sharing their experiences to scientific studies using advanced brain imaging techniques, we are still unraveling the mysteries of this extraordinary phenomenon. Now, let's lightly swim and dive into the science behind astral projection. So, while we don't have all the answers yet, researchers have made some intriguing discoveries. First off, let's talk about the brain. During astral projection experiences, some studies have shown increased activity in the temporal parietal junction. This is the area of the brain associated with how we perceive our body in space. It's kind of like the brain's GPS for our physical body. There's also evidence that astral projection might be related to sleep paralysis. This is a state where your mind wakes up before your body, leaving you temporarily unable to move. Some researchers believe that astral projection could be an extension of this state where the mind creates a sense of leaving the body. Another interesting angle is the role of neurotransmitters. Some scientists suggest that fluctuations in chemicals like serotonin and norepinephrine might contribute to out-of-body experiences. But here's yet another angle. Some studies have used virtual reality to induce out-of-body-like experiences in their volunteers. So by manipulating visual and tactile inputs, researchers have been able to create the illusion of being outside one's body. This suggests that our sense of self and body location is more flexible than we thought. There's a lot of explaining left to do about astral projection, but I think it's really interesting that scientific research shows that there might be a biological basis for these experiences, even if we don't fully grasp it yet. Hey there, magical friend. Are you ready to elevate your vibe? Well, join our free monthly newsletter and unlock a treasure trove of enchanting goodies. Each month, we'll dive into the magic of the moon cycles, sharing tips to harness that lunar energy just for you. Plus, we've got intuitive development tips, seasonal wisdom, and energy healing practices to keep your spirit shining bright. Whether you're a seasoned mystic or just curious about the magic around you, our newsletter is packed with delightful insights and fun ways to connect with your inner power. Don't miss out on the magic. Sign up today at themediummatters.com/newsletter and let's embark on this mystical journey together. Your inbox is about to get a whole lot brighter. Now, back to the show. All right, my mini mystics, it's time to get practical. How can you actually experience astral projection for yourself? Well, while there's no guaranteed method, there are some techniques that a lot of practitioners swear by. First up, I have some daily practices you can add to your routine to help you balance your energy and work toward astral projection. The first should come as no surprise because if you know, you know. Meditation. Yes, she made it into the episode. So set aside time each day for quiet meditation to calm your mind and increase awareness. This helps attune you to subtle energies and impressions. If you don't know, we did an entire month on meditations. It was all mini-sodes to just share different forms of meditation, different styles, and to give you all the tips and tricks and all the things. So make sure you check out those mini-sodes. And, you know, if you don't really want to, just know that we will likely talk about meditation in every episode. Moving on, we have mindfulness exercises. Just practice being fully present and aware throughout your day. This mindfulness really heightens overall sensitivity and perception. So we have talked about mindfulness in many, many episodes, Mindfulness is so important. It is wonderful to make sure that you are staying in the present moment. If you find yourself drifting to the past, worrying about the future, just remember to tune in to where you are, what you're doing, what you see, what you feel, what you hear, all the things to bring you right back. There are so many beautiful and magical ways to practice mindfulness. This is one of the best tips that I can give you, is just to make sure that you call your energy back, look at what you're doing, feel what you're holding, smell what's around you, listen to the sounds around you, and just tune back in to where you are in the present moment. If you want more tips on mindfulness, we have talked about this in other episodes, but I am happy to answer these questions at any time. Next up, we have body scans. Regularly check in with your physical sensations and your energy levels. This really does help to build body awareness that is crucial for astral projection. Next, visualization. Spend time visualizing your astral body separating from your physical body. Imagine floating above yourself or traveling to other locations. Like a lot of things in the metaphysical world, visualization is incredibly important. My next tip is dream journaling. Recording your dreams as soon as you wake up really increases dream recall and awareness of altered states of consciousness. Next, energy work. Practice sensing and manipulating your own energy field through techniques like Qigong or Reiki. Next up, third eye activation. Focus on the area between your eyebrows, which is your third eye chakra, during meditation to stimulate intuitive abilities. My next tip is breathing exercises. Use specific breathing patterns like alternate nostril breathing to balance your energy and induce relaxed states. Next, intention setting. Make sure you start each day by setting a clear intention to develop your intuition and astral projection abilities. My next tip is to ground. Practice techniques to feel connected to the earth, which will provide a stable base for astral projection and pretty much everything else. Next is to keep a synchronicity journal. Really, a journal of all of your experiences is fantastic. We've talked about this in a lot of episodes as well, but making a note of meaningful coincidences in your life can really help you to increase your intuitive awareness and your intuitive development. It also helps you to identify patterns when you go back and reread your journal. Next is to practice lucid dreaming techniques. So lucid dreaming can really help to bridge the gap between waking consciousness and altered states. My next tip for really experiencing true astral projection is a guided meditation. Incorporating all of these tips into your daily routine is fantastic. But when you're ready to try your hand at astral projection, try a guided meditation. You can use a meditation app or you could use YouTube. I love YouTube. I've talked about this before. There are so many fantastic guided meditations on YouTube, and you can find some that are specific to astral projection. You can also work with trained professionals in the metaphysical field that can help you to achieve astral projection. Above everything, just make sure that you are safe and you are aware at all times of what you're doing. Just remember that patience and consistency are key. Like any skill, astral projection takes time, patience, and practice. Don't get discouraged if it doesn't happen right away. Just keep at it, and you might just find yourself taking an incredible journey beyond your physical body. Next up, let's talk about what you can likely expect during an astral projection experience and in the astral plane. So first off, a lot of projectors describe a sensation of floating or flying. It's like gravity has taken a vacation and you are free to move in any direction with just a thought. Some projectors even report being able to pass through solid objects. Listen, that is some superhero stuff right there, if you ask me. So the astral plane itself is often described as a place of vibrant colors and energy. Some say it looks like our physical world, but with an added layer of luminosity, and others report seeing landscapes and environments that are completely alien to our everyday experience. One common experience is encountering other beings. These could be other astral projectors, spiritual entities, or even beings that defy categorization. Some projectors report having conversations or receiving guidance from other entities. Time and space can behave differently in the astral plane. For example, projectors have reported time being much slower in the astral plane. Others have reported time as being non-linear, where the past, the present, and the future can exist simultaneously. Additionally, it's been said that the physical body does not age or experience the normal effects of time passing, which, listen, that sounds fantastic to me. It's important to note that experiences in the astral plane can be highly subjective and influenced by our very own beliefs and expectations. So what you encounter might be very different from what others report. It's like each person gets their very own personalized version of the astral realm. One thing many projectors agree on is the sense of profound peace and connection they feel during these experiences. It's often described as a feeling of oneness with the universe, a state of expanded consciousness that can be life-changing. Now, before you rush off and start your astral adventures, let's talk about some of the benefits of this practice. So the first is expanded consciousness and new perspectives. So some projectors have said that astral projection has allowed them to experience an expanded state of awareness, enabling them to explore other realms and their very own life in a totally different light. This practice can also lead to spiritual growth. It can lead to becoming more spiritual and eager to learn about the astral realm, as well as other spiritual ventures. This practice can encourage personal empowerment. So realizing you're not limited to your physical body can help you overcome perceived limitations in all kinds of areas of your beautiful life. It's also said that this practice can increase creativity and intuition. Many practitioners have reported enhanced creativity and intuition after an astral projection experience. This practice can also help with overcoming the fear of death. So experiencing existence outside the physical body can reduce fear around death and the afterlife, which is phenomenal. Some projectors even claim to be able to assist deceased spirits in finding their way to the light. How beautiful is that? This can also be a tool for self-discovery and overcoming personal limitations, and the practice can help develop focus, concentration, and mental discipline. With astral projection, some even believe that it allows access to information or wisdom not available in normal waking consciousness, which I think is beyond cool. Hey there, my spooky friends. Gather round. We've got a Halloween treat that's sure to astound. We want your scary stories, both eerie and bright, to share on the podcast just in time for Fright Night. So whether it's a ghost that gave you a scare or a creepy encounter that made you beware, send us your tales. We're ready to hear. Let's make this Halloween full of chills and cheer. So grab your pen. I don't know who's doing that. Or type on your phone. Share your spine-tingling tales. Don't leave us alone. Join in the fun. Let your stories take flight. We'll weave them together for a spooktacular night. Submit your stories to hello@themediummatters.com today, and let's make this Halloween a frightfully fun display. Now, back to the show. All right, so let's talk about some of the potential risks and precautions because, listen, while astral travel is generally considered safe, it's always good to be prepared, right? So first up is fear. The unknown can be really scary, and some people experience fear during their first few projections. This is normal, but excessive fear can really hinder your experience or even prevent projection altogether. So just remember that you're in control and you can always return to your body at will. Some projectors report encountering negative entities or energies in the astral plane. So while these experiences are rare, it's a good idea to learn some basic psychic protection techniques. Visualizing a protective white light around you or setting a clear intention for safety before projecting can really help. There's also the risk of becoming too focused on astral experiences at the expense of your physical life. Just remember that we're here to live in the physical world too. Balance is key. One common concern is whether you can get stuck outside your body. Rest assured, your astral body is connected to your physical body by what's often called the silver cord. This ensures that you can always return safely to your body. Some people experience physical sensations during projection like rapid heartbeat or even vibrations. While these are normal sensations, as often reported by practitioners, it's worth mentioning that if you have any medical conditions, it is a very good idea to consult with your healthcare provider before attempting astral projection. Call in the reinforcements, baby. Whether you're meditating, doing a reading, smudging your face, or anything in between, call in your security team. This is your guys, your archangels, you know, the squad. And ask them to be by your side. Listen, I always encourage this, always. There is never a bad time to call in your people. Lastly, be mindful of your mental state. Astral projection can be an intense experience, and it's not recommended for anyone struggling with mental health conditions or those under the influence of drugs or alcohol. Please, please, please practice safety and consult with your healthcare provider before attempting astral projection. Better to be safe, my love. Okay, so let's assume you've had some amazing astral experiences. Now what? Well, let's talk about how to integrate these profound experiences into your everyday life. So we talked about this one already, but it's worth mentioning again. Keep a journal. Write down your experiences as soon as you return to your body. This not only helps you to remember the details, but also allows you to track your progress and notice patterns over time. Next, reflect on your experiences. What did you learn? How did they make you feel? A lot of projectors report gaining new perspectives on life, death, and the nature of reality. Take time to process these insights. My next tip is to share your experiences with like-minded people online or in person or wherever, where you can discuss your experience without judgment. Next, use your astral experiences as a catalyst for personal growth. A lot of projectors report increased creativity, enhanced intuition, and a greater sense of empathy and connection with others. Look for ways to apply these benefits in your daily life. Next, consider how your astral experiences align with or challenge your existing beliefs. This can be a great opportunity for deep self-reflection and spiritual growth. Just remember that it's okay to question and evolve your beliefs based on your experiences. Finally, maintain a balance. While astral projection can be incredibly exciting and rewarding, it's important not to neglect your physical life. Use your experiences to enhance your everyday reality, not escape from it. So if you've been here, you know that I love to share my journey with you as much as I possibly can. And while I can't definitively say I have experienced a successful astral projection session, I kind of feel like I did. So let me share it with you and you can decide for yourself. Cool. So early on in my intuitive journey, I was meditating like it was my job. I was obsessed, as in I could not wait to get home from work so that I could smudge my meditation space, light my candles, break out my crystals, turn on the perfect meditation music, and explore new things. So one day during a meditation session, I was going about my meditation business when suddenly I felt like the spirit or energy version of me was pulled straight up at warp speed into a space I had never seen before. I was aware that I was meditating. I was aware that my physical body was sitting in a chair and my eyes were closed and my body was relaxed, but the conscious part of me was now like literally somewhere else. I felt an energetic tether of sorts that connected me to my body, but I couldn't quite see it. It was more just like a feeling, and I was just kind of floating around and looking around. There were colors that were swirling around me, and it just looked like an infinite sunset, just vibrant and beautiful and so freaking bright. I remember feeling happy and an over the moon kind of excitement. I honestly don't remember how long I was there or if I received any messages. I will have to look through old notebooks to see if I wrote about it. Let's hope that I did. But I do remember suddenly being pulled back into my body again at warp speed. And still this like overwhelming excitement. It was, on overload. That's the only way I can say it. I had no idea what I'd just experienced, but I knew it was special and I could not wait to do it again. So tell me what you think. Was it a new layer in my meditation journey or did I astral project? Oh, the intrigue. And there you have it, my mini mystics, a journey into the world of astral projection. You know, I have to say, this magic never ceases to amaze me. I am always in awe of energy and what it can do and what we can do with it. Will we ever find out how much of our reality is just an illusion? Does it even matter as long as we're developing our intuitive abilities and exploring time and space? You know what? I really don't know. I do know that I'm going to keep enjoying this journey as long as it will have me. How about you? If you enjoyed this episode, and I really hope that you did, please follow for more and share it with the ones you like and love because sharing is caring. Send us your spooky stories and questions on Instagram, Facebook, or via email at hello@themediummatters.com. Head over to themediummatters.com/newsletter to join our absolutely free monthly newsletter where we talk about upcoming moon cycles, rituals for the seasons, everyday magic, and so much more. Until next time, this is Chantel with The Medium Matters reminding you to be the magic. See you next time.